for the first time it actually happened, everything did flash by. Then when, as I sat there, my whole time just thinking was, when the pain gonna go away? And once it went away, I was fine. Wasn't able to walk at that time, but as soon as I got back in the locker room, I was allowed to actually put pressure on it.
Yeah, we were getting ready to call Priest.
Oh, man. I was gonna call him myself.
How confident for week one?
I'm pretty confident I'll be fine. I can't make a move without the trainers and the coaches. It's a decision, but I'm gonna go ahead and jump ahead. I think I'll be fine by game one. Doing everything possible to be ready by game one. So that's all I really can control. So I'm just gonna do that.
You ever had bad sprains before? And how long? I mean, those can be nagging.
You know,
right?
What I'm saying? I was a basketball player before. You know what I'm saying? So I got a good idea how those work. I sprained my ankle a couple of times before playing basketball. So they are pretty nagging. You really don't want them, but there are ways you can handle it and to keep it under wraps. So I know those type of ways I can actually handle it, so I'm going to make sure I'll be fine and be ready to go throughout the season.
It's a high ankle sprain. Is that what they diagnosed
as? Actually, I don't even know. All I knew, the doctor said I was good, so therefore that's all I paid attention to, really.
You're out of the boot for good
now? I'm out of that joint. No more boot, no more crutches. I'm good. The next process is to start back running.
Marcus, how do you handle the quarterback situation here in the locker room? I mean, how does that
That's not my job. You know what I'm saying? That's the situation in which coach felt like he needed to do something, and that's a situation that the quarterbacks got to handle. You know what I'm saying? My job is actually just to go out there and just compete as far as to get open and make the plays I need to make. As far as making decisions like that, it's not my job. And I'm going to sit back and wait. You know, at the end of the day, I believe in all three quarterbacks and having the possibility to come out and doing the things that we need to do in order to get this the Jaguars going. You know what I'm saying?
Before the injury, do you feel like you had built a pretty good foundation with knowing this offense that when you do come back, you'll be able to pick right back up?
Yeah, I'm going to be straight. Even with me being out, I'm still in tune. And being on the sideline, you know, even me not being on the sideline during the game, being up in the stands, having the opportunity to actually watch. You know, I got the opportunity to actually come back today and talk to Cole and things about the what I seen and what things we can fix as far as a whole as a receiver core. So it's not bad. You know, I mean, yeah, the situation is what it is. But at the end of the day, you still can stay positive and find positive ways out of it. And that's just me basically just staying in tune and continue to learn my plays and seeing what I see and learning off that.
Tell me how much confidence you guys have that Henny can get this thing done.
We got confidence in everybody to keep it a G with you. We just got to turn it up and do it. You know what I mean? I never lost faith in nobody here, I can honestly say. So I got faith in anybody, and whoever the coach decides to put in that position, I'm going to go out there and do the things I need to do in order to perform for not only them but the team.
How impressed are you with what Cole's come in been able to do?
They've been doing good. And not just him. It's a lot of little rookies around here that have been doing great. You know, but my thing is the main thing I just tell Cole is to continue to keep it going. You know, a lot of people going to shoot him down as far as who he's been going with, as far as the threes, the first game. Now he went with the ones, he did good, things like that. So my thing is stay focused, continue to want to learn, don't get complacent. And that's how we was coming in, me, A. Robin Hearn. So I just make sure I just teach him what we learned.